child is this?
Of joy.
body, your very self. Determine it open to the people who are seated around you and to God. I invite us to call each other to worship today. There are words that are printed in your bulletin and maybe on the screen, but they're in the bulletin. And we'll share them together responsibly. I'm the not bold part, because you are the bold. Now is the season to be a star that shatters the dark. You see it everywhere you turn these days of Advent. What breaks any dark is the courage of just one light. Heard on high. So I invite anybody who feels called right now to help light the Advent candle to come forward and help light the Advent candle.
Thank you.
have to remind myself that a lot. I'm patient. I love seeing hope candles being passed. Looking out across the congregation where people are passing and holding on to their little candle of hope, it looks like prayer to me. And we know as we pray, as we hold our little candles of hope, that sometimes hopes and prayers are not enough. Hope is not a wish or a dream that we make on stars, but hope is the sustaining power within us. It's an orientation of our lives that guides our actions. So I ask you, as you hold your candle of hope, what will you do to be a light in the darkness today, during this Advent season, in your life? And we share the words of the Gospel of John. They can be, for the world, the words of revolution, a turning over, which is also what we celebrate in this Advent season. We remember, as we light our candles of hope, that the Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. I invite you then, O bearers of hope, I invite you to be people of the Advent season of revolution, people who are on the path of peace. Will you pass the peace of Christ to these people around you?
Yeah. Well, good morning. Our scripture reading this morning comes from Luke, not John, Luke, the first chapter. We'll start with chapter 1, verse 76. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiveness of their sins, by the tender mercy of our God. The dawn from on high will break upon us to give us light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Our second reading comes from chapter 3, verse 1 through 6. In the 15th year of the reign of the emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip, ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanthus, the ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Cephas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God."
Karen asked me when she reminded me that she was reading scripture for today. She said, "Oh, I hope I don't have a lot of hard words or names." And the rising of the sun the holding and breaking forth of light, the concept of hope. It does not depend on me. I can no more prevent the sun from rising than I can hold off the dark from occurring. My own dark mood does not stop the sun from shining, though I have tried. It is one thing to be a crabby old hag in northern Minnesota, which I can't be on a regular basis, but try maintaining a foul mood in southern California. It takes real commitment, I tell you. But I can do it. Maintain a foul mood. That is, I have done it. And now I choose hope. I choose hope not because I am so optimistic or because my life is so perfect. Believe me, after doing this job for as many years, 12 years, I have no saccharine, uncomplicated stories. All my stories are complicated. The cancer comes back. The young mother dies. The beloved son dies. Jeff goes back to his abusive boyfriend. And she puts bullets in her chest. Hope does not deny the darkness. And sometimes hope cannot even diminish it. Hope merely claims that darkness is not the final word. Every morning proclaims it. There is an opportunity to begin again. Every breath, if we could handle it. Every breath, an opportunity to forgive, to heal, to make amends, to speak your truth, to listen. And this is the gift of hope, that we can carry dawn's early light in our hearts. The power of Christ cracks us open, and little rays of light can shine through you. You can be a sign of hope. And I hope you will. May it be so.
Heard the bells on
moving together, there are words printed in our bulletin and on the screens, which we can share as we feel comfortable. I invite you to pray with me, saying, we remember that when we are about to give up, when everything is falling apart, someone remembers us and loves us. Bless us, God, that we might become living whole. There is always hope, because hope lives in us. In our giving, may we become hope for one another. Amen.
You may be seated. And there are announcements printed in our bulletin, and one that I would love to lift up is that on this Thursday, December 13th, 6 o'clock at Meredith and Dunfield's house, there will be a Bible study. It comes from our book, Study of the Head Scratchers, but we're kind of deviating, which is not a surprise to many of you, but we are studying the Nativity stories, the four of them that are in our Gospels, and then we're going to wonder, are there any others? And where might we find them, and what might they look like, and what might they teach us about Jesus? So if you're interested, come and participate, and we'll have a little party too. And I think there's some more announcements. I'll see people raising their hands. Well, we don't have hopes and joys and concerns in the order of service, but if you want to lift up some, you are more than welcome to. It's Advent, so it's just a little different order of service this season.
I wanted to give an update on the blessing bags that we made last week. The blessing bags, for those who made them, they had socks and hand warmers and shampoo, deodorant, a lot of different hygiene products. And I dropped mine off on my way to work. I was dropping them off at 7:30 at the Union Gospel Mission the next morning. And I brought about 25 kits with me. And I walked in, and all the people were very excited because they were having a hot breakfast. And so when I brought in my big basket, the lady looked at me and she said, what did you bring? And I said, we brought these blessing bags. And she said, well, where are you from besides heaven? And I said, I'm from Hope United Methodist. And she started breaking into tears when she looked at what it was. And she said, you have no idea how much it is needed now. She said, this is as bad as the Depression time. She said that the economy is so bad for these people, and this is what they need. And so she thanked us, and we did make a difference.
Mary, you want to, Mary?
I have a card for Rosie Tooney. Brian died last Sunday morning. And they have been members for a number of years here and just moved to southern Minnesota in the spring. So if you'd like to sign it, please come and see me in the back.
This is the last day for poinsettia orders, and I will be in the back here, so see me. And I will call the orders in on Tuesday. So we have a little bit of time if you didn't think of it today, but Tuesday is the absolute deadline.
Today is also the deadline for donating to our staff. And we're asking for donations so that we can give them a little something at the end of the year. So if you want to, if you've got money, you can bring it into the office when they're counting, and they'll be happy to pass it on. Thank you.
Two things. First of all, we've been talking about Barb's art. And we are very, very pleased. She went back into sinus rhythm all by herself in the middle of her stress test, and the nurses can't figure it out, but we're damn happy. And we praise the Lord and thank God. The other thing is that there's some fall giving statements on the table, and let you know where you are with your if you want to take a look at them, around the table back here, they'll be there for a couple days.
We have fellowship downstairs, and today you're going to notice there is an overabundance on the table. We're running into a little bit of a problem with people not marking things that go in the freezer. I need you to mark it if it's for fellowship, and I'd like you to put a date on it. I rotate it from the top shelf to the second shelf. Baked goods don't stay real long in the freezer because they dry out. Some of them are being bought at, the bakery, and some of them they buy that is already day old or the older stuff. By the time it's gone through our freezer, it isn't so good. So please mark the date that you bring it in so that I can rotate it and use it properly. I don't like to see anything thrown away. And thank so much for the Lester Park ladies who have really, really helped with putting it on, bringing in the goodies, baking for the little bake sale today. They have been a blessing to this church and to me. Thank you.
Oh,
dawn will break forth from heaven. And you who are living in darkness and the shadow of death will be guided on the paths that lead to peace. Go and be a sign of hope. Go in peace to love and serve God and one another. Amen.